Game on 2FM.
With Gillette. Great performances begin with a comfortable close shave from Gillette. Gillette, making men's lives just that little bit easier.
Game on 2FM.
Welcome back to Game On. Okay, we're going to turn our attention to rugby. And Finn Russell has been left out of the Scottish training camp after a breach of team protocol. And to tell us more about this, we're joined by Tom English, chief sports writer with the BBC. Tom, what's going on?
well, we spent the day trying to figure this one out. He's left the squad. They're going to Spain next week. He's not going to be going to Spain, obviously. He won't be playing against Ireland. I doubt that he'll be playing against England in the second game. There seems to be a clash with Gregor Townsend. I don't know the ins and outs, but obviously a very serious clash because he's left. He's walked out. There's all sorts of rumours, all sorts of innuendo about what's happened here. And we'll probably stay away from that. I think the smoke will clear in the next few days. But there has been a testiness in the relationship between Gregor Townsend and Finn Russell going back a little while. Went back to Twickenham, certainly, when they had a big difference of opinions at half time at Twickenham when Scotland were getting pummeled by England about tactical things. That was a bit of a barney between the two of them, and now it's kind of come to a head, and I think it came to a head on Sunday night. I believe that Gregor Townsend believed he'd fixed it, that he'd headed off the crisis, but that the following day Finn Russell said, no, I don't want to be a part of this. For how long that position lasts, I don't know, but I suspect Finn Russell has got an awful lot of making up to do, because I do believe that the rest of the squad are disagree with him on what's happened here.
Donica, you'll have to text your pal over in Racing to find out and let us know.
I've been on to him.
But there's a lot going on. I'm hearing stuff from both sides. As you can understand, it's hard to get to the truth when you're getting information from both camps.
Yeah, absolutely. And you could go around it and sensationalise it. But, you know, within the camp, it's probably very, very different. Tom, what I'm interested in is, though, Finn Russell and Gregor Townsend, as players, are quite similar, aren't they? Like, they're both free spirits. But I am, you know, chatting to my Scottish teammates over the years, they always chat about how regimental Gregor is in the play. So is this something, someone like a free spirit like Finn Russell, like you spoke about, getting hammered by England and then him standing up and them coming back, do you think he's had enough?
No, I think there's an element of that. Certainly the contretemps at halftime at Twickenham, Gregor wanted the team to kick more. Finn says, look, we are kicking, but we're getting annihilated. And Gregor said, well, you need to kick better. And I think they almost threw the game plan out the window in the second half, and they went on and obviously pulled off a pretty sensational draw. I think, you know, you think Gregor was this maverick and Finn is this maverick and they should actually get on. Mm. But I think there has always been a frisson between them. Gregor does. I know he has a reputation for being, you know, off the cuff, playing super fast rugby, playing as you see it. He's actually not like that, yeah. Or it's not as much like that as people think he is. He is very much in control of things. He is very much the boss. I'm not saying he's Joe Schmidt in his control freakery, but there are elements of it. And I think if Finn Russell is told, right, you need to kick here, you can't run, you can't pass, Finn Russell will go against that, because Finn Russell just makes it up as he goes along.
Yeah. Tom, I think it's
a part of the clash.
I know in sport people say that no player is irreplaceable, but is Russell the one that comes very close to being irreplaceable?
He is, absolutely he is. Like, he is the guy that makes things happen. Now, he can be a weakness in the team, because if you get to him in Ireland, you know, over the years, I've got to him numerous times, certainly in the World Cup, they got to him, played poorly that day. But when he's on song, he makes the team tick. And you look what they have in backup. Adam Hastings is very callow. He's talented, but he's callow. Playing well, but in, you know, Pro 14, you go up to test match level, you're starting with all that pressure as a starting 10 against Ireland in Dublin. Will he be able to handle that? Questionable. But the big problem is, if Adam Hastings gets injured after 10 minutes, who comes on? There isn't another 10. There isn't another 10. Mm. Unless they take Duncan Weir out of a cold storage with Worcester Warriors, and he hasn't played for Scotland in a long time, Dunners.
He'll do a job for you.
He'll do a job, absolutely. And listen, that's another thing. I think he should be in the squad. But anyway, that's another day's work.
He could be very soon.
He could be very soon. The next up after Adam Hastings is Rory Hutchinson, Northampton centre. He's not a 10. Mm. I mean, that's probably what you're looking at here. So it's not just that you're losing everything that Finn Russell brings. It means your backup to your current 10 Hastings is not a 10. And, and you're going into a Six Nations.
Yeah, just on it, Tom, is it a real big test for Stuart Hogg as a new captain? You always have these dynamics that go on in every changing room. Players that don't agree with types of play, but it's always self-police from the floor, and fellas will always pull guys in that mightn't agree with the game plan, but good leadership, good leaders that we've been surrounded with, pull guys up on that and keep guys like Finn Russell in line. I know he's new to the role, but if you ask for captaincy, you've got to be able to manage moments like this.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I think Stuart Hogg has been... I've been talking to Gregor Townsend non-stop about since this blew up on Sunday. I believe Stuart Hogg is very much in Gregor Townsend's camp on this particular issue. You know, as you say, Finn Russell, Stuart Hogg has captained Scotland once, a defeat in Houston against America. So that's not a great record. Now he's going into the Six Nations and his best player is gone. One of the big issues here, and it's a very big issue for Stuart Hogg, is what do the players in the camp think about this? Do they think that Finn has been wronged, or do they think he has wronged Gregor Townsend and the rest of the squad? If they think Finn has been wronged, that's a big problem, isn't it? It's a big problem for Stuart Hogg as captain, and it's a big problem for the rest of the squad. If on the flip side, and I believe, I'm beginning to believe that it is the flip side, that the rest of the squad think, no, Finn, you've got this wrong, then I think they could rally round, they could, you know, circle the wagons.
When you take into account just the World Cup campaign and now this, how much pressure is Gregor Townsend on now heading into the Six Nations?
He'd be under significant pressure. You know, listen, the expectations in Scotland, within Scotland, would be low because they haven't achieved anything since 1999. I mean, the record in the Six Nations is appalling. So the Scottish fans don't expect a lot. But what they do expect is they expect the team to be competitive, not to be winning 3 and 4 games and competing for the title, but to be competitive in all their games. And they weren't competitive against Japan in the World Cup because I know they had rallied late, but they played themselves out of it in 50 minutes. They were appalling against Ireland. They were terrible for 40 minutes against England. They were very poor against France. You know, routinely Scotland are not competitive. Over the last couple of seasons, they haven't been competitive in these games. This is a test for Gregor Townsend. Not racking up the wins, obviously, but that's what everyone's going to be looking for. But to go to the wire with a chance of winning. I think everyone will agree that Ireland are a better team than Scotland. But the Scotland fans will say, okay, Ireland win, fair enough. But we want to push them close. We don't want the game to be over after 50 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, so that is the expectation that Gregor Townsend is going to have to live with.
And the big game everyone goes back to, and maybe it's the key point that's gone on here, is that English game where they did try to play Gregor Townsend's structure, and maybe he's right about inaccurate kicks, but when Finn Russell is playing with Rassing and they're playing this kind of like you mentioned there, throwing the ball from all sorts, a real running type of game, I've heard it from the Scottish lads. Gregor Townsend wants the ball back in play in 8 seconds. He doesn't want to play any rugby from his own half. They don't even practice much scrummaging because they just channel one the ball all the time to get in and out and get in play. For someone like Finn Russell, that would be massively frustrating, wouldn't it?
I think it is, yeah. And it's frustrating. You look at, I mean, Finn Russell, he made a great call by moving to Racing, because not only does he have a Rolls-Royce club, he's playing behind a Rolls-Royce pack. And he's going forward in nearly every game that he plays.
And hangs around with Simon Tebow.
And hangs around. That's his penance. You know? That's the cross he has to bear by being at Racing. It's a big thing. I think he's seen at Racing in Paris, he has seen another side of rugby. And this whole new vista has been opened up to him. And I don't know if he's had his head turned, but certainly he's playing with a different quality of player at Racing than he is when he comes back to Scotland. And maybe that's frustrated him. Maybe the internal rules of the squad have annoyed him a little bit in this particular incident. But there's certainly... I absolutely believe that Finn Russell is passionate about playing for Scotland. Absolutely passionate. But I also think that maybe his head might not be in the right place just now.
Tom, this is kind of unheard of in rugby. I can't remember anyone being sent away for a breach of team protocols. The closest I've come to it was Malcolm O'Kelly and Anthony Horgan in Lanzarote.
They turned up late or something.
They turned up for their training session, and then it was a weight session, and then they kind of like checked in, made sure the strength and the conditioning saw them, and then tore away back to their bedrooms and hid and went. When Liam Hennessy
drink might have been involved.
There could have been a small bit, but when Liam Hennessy knocked on the door, the two of them tried to hide in a tiny little wardrobe. Malcolm O'Kelly at 6'8", right in front of him. So this is what it would be a brilliant story to hear back that maybe Finn Russell and Stuart Hogg were probably at the same thing.
I can imagine Hennessy opening up the wardrobe doors and seeing big Mal squished in there. And Mal going, what's the story, buddy? You know, I don't think the Russell one is quite as comical as that one, but it's certainly, listen, I mean, I don't want to overly dramatise it, but it is Scottish rugby's Roy Keane in Saipan.
Yeah, fingers crossed.
You know, it is. Yeah, it's the biggest single kind of upfield story. And possibly biggest single on-field story that's happened in Scottish rugby in possibly 20 years.
Yeah, well, let's hope.
Their star man walking out and nobody knows when he's coming back. That's the thing, Gunners, you know. Nobody knows when he's coming back.
Simon Zeebo does.
get Zeebs on the phone and he can enlighten me.
Sort it out, Gunners, come on.
I have a big column to write for the BBC. So tell him to give me a shout.
Tom English, as always, thanks very much for joining us. We're going to take a quick break.
FM. Game on 2FM.
With Gillette. New Skin Guard Sensitive with unique Skin Guard technology, taking the pressure off the blades and your shave. Say bye to shave irritation. Gillette, the best a man can get.